Thank you. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, and welcome to the 12th Port Washington Education Foundation Grant Award Ceremony. We have so much to celebrate today. We have over 30 grants. We have our support center student and adult volunteers. We have remarkable donors and unsurpassed district support and encouragement. And before we really get into things, I want to recognize a few people from the Board of Education. We have Nora Johnson, and I didn't see anybody else, but and Christine Nadolny. We have Superintendent Dr. Kathy Mooney, Assistant Superintendent Wafa Westervelt, Mary Callahan, and Elaine Fennick. Did I forget anybody on that level? We have district directors here. We have principals. Mr. Shields is here. Dr. Mioli, Ms. Cohen, and Mr. Pernick. Sorry, on this side of the room. Ms. Rodahan. Okay, thank you. See, takes a village. This is all part of my theme of collaboration, so thank you. And from our fantastic public library, we have Rachel and Lucy from the Children's Library, and Mingo, who you'll be hearing about in a little while. And from Landmark on Main Street, we have Director Sharon Mayer Kennelly also. And some HSA and PTA leadership, and of course our grantees, and you'll be hearing a lot more about them soon. These days, when it seems almost normal to squabble and name call and even walk away, the PWEF is especially grateful for all of the relationships and teamwork that have benefited our students thousands and thousands of times over. The norm for our organization is collaboration. It's a large part of our formula for success. This year's grants include many different types of collaboration. We have students working with teachers, teacher working with a parent, parent working with teams of teachers. There are community collaborations, this year with the Landmark on Main Street. Also, there are teacher-administrator grant recipients, as well as multi-teacher, multi-grade, and multi-school grants. Really, this range is typical for PWEF, but it's not typical operating procedures for the world at large. We're really proud and excited to be in partnership with a school district that has made this kind of collaboration a priority. We appreciate all the teachers and grant applicants who take a great idea and make it a reality. The many, many staff members who help make our project successful, especially the technology and buildings and grounds departments, as well as the finance office, who all make the process go smoothly. The community that embraces the organization and supports our fundraising efforts, and of course, our board and advisory board for being passionate about enhancing education. And our gratitude and appreciation go to all of our donors who've entrusted us to use their dollars to award these grants. The community effort and partnerships that developed over these 12 years are unmistakable and extraordinary. One more example of collaboration before I hand over the mic, and that is the new Schreiber TV studio program. It was a team effort for funding and for creating the project. It's in the first year of operation now, and Mara and the TV studio team will be telling you much more about it. As far as the funding, last year PWEF gave a significant grant to get this project off the ground. Other groups also donated. It really was amazing. Both Schreiber and the Schreiber HSA gave funding. And for this year, we had a generous donation from the Ozymandias Fund of the Tides Foundation, whose donor advisor is Claudia Rujana, PWEF's own Claudia. And then we have the gift from Dot and Ed Slate, a generous amount that will ensure that the TV station, now named DOTV, will have a longtime presence here at Schreiber, and will become part of the fabric of the school and our community. Thank you, and more to come for the Slates a little later. And now our superintendent, Dr. Kathy Mooney, will say a few words. Thanks.
Thank you for the opportunity to say a few brief words on behalf of today's PWEF 2013-2014 grant recipients. First, I want to express my appreciation to Robin, Paula Whitman, and Mara Silverstein, and the rest of the PWEF board for seeking my input in the process last spring. I was given a chance to experience firsthand the rigor of the application process and the quality of the grants submitted. It was evident to me that our teachers and administrators, at least on that end of the process, have found a place where their creative energy can be put to great use. The wealth of ideas sprung from the minds of our educators to enrich the educational experience of their students far exceeds the monetary costs required to bring them to life. However, even the most creative geniuses require financial benefactors who believe in their vision and help make them a reality. To the 31 PWEF 2013-2014 grant recipients, I offer you my heartfelt congratulations for envisioning a project that caught the attention of the PWEF Grant Selection Committee. I know that you are grateful for this support and will make the most of your project for your students. Our teachers and administrators face many stressors in the mandated world of Common Core, high-stakes testing, and APPR. The grants provided through the PWEF serve not only as a respite from these mandates, but as a beacon of hope that teaching and learning will always be inspired by creative problem solving, diverse thinking, and intellectual curiosity. There are no words to express the depth of gratitude felt by the Board of Education and District Administration for the continual generosity bestowed upon our students and staff by the PWEF. The possibilities are endless. We can see where they take us in the future. Thank you.
What I mean. I left out a couple of people at the beginning. I wanted to recognize Judy Bosworth, who is in the room. She's a great friend of education, having served on the Great Neck School Board for years, our county legislator, and also our fabulous robot from the Robotics Club. Entered in many competitions this year. We have great hopes. And now we're going to hear from Christine Vassilev, president of the PWTA.
I really did print out my speech in 18 or 20 point font so that it could be natural and easy, and left it somewhere in my day. So thank goodness I also mailed it to myself. Of course, if the screen goes dark, so will I. Yesterday, the Port Washington Teachers Association hosted a celebration of teachers who have taught in Port Washington for 25 years or more. The party served as a fundraiser for the PWTA Scholarship Foundation as well, making it possible for deserving Schreiber graduates to receive substantial scholarship aid. It was a lovely event. When I got home last night, I was thinking about how that event and this event share the common thread of encouragement. Encouragement. It's more than cheering someone on in a race, although it is that. It's more than convincing someone to continue striving against the odds, although it is that too. Real encouragement includes providing practical support so that a vision can be fulfilled, a dream realized. Its root is in the word courage, which comes from the word heart. And while we may all think of ways we encourage others, using our talents, our finances, our gifts, we may not realize that we are, in a real sense, providing life support through that encouragement. For at its core, the giving, the practical encouragement that we participate in, fights the most insidious enemy of all, discouragement. Discouragement is a killer. It kills joy. It kills innovation. It kills creativity. It deadens the desire to reach new heights. It defeats us before we know it. It is the enemy we must fight every day in ourselves and in those around us. So, how do we fight discouragement? Well, the PWEF does it by encouraging us to use our hearts and our minds to encourage our students and their families. It challenges those who are mesmerized by limitation and lack by encouraging unlimited, unfettered creativity. The PWEF encourages generosity, bringing a love of teaching and learning together. It provides that vital life support to exploration, innovation, and joy. It is the antidote to discouragement. It reminds us all to take heart. So, on behalf of the members of the Port Washington Teachers Association, caring professionals dedicated to quality education, we salute the Port Washington Education Foundation, and we thank you for the encouragement you provide to the community of learners that make up Port Washington. It's needed today more than ever. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. In another great collaboration, the PWEF Education Support Center is housed at our public library. It was started in 2005 by dedicated board member Ellen Fox. Ellen, along with director Jane Taffarella and Doreen Gamel, developed the center into a wonderfully thriving resource for the third graders it serves, as well as for the teen tutors who learn what it means to be a teacher. Ellen, you want to come up?
I just want to say, I don't want to follow Christine every year. She's too good. But I first want to ask Jane and Doreen to come up. And everybody, you should know Jane Taffarella here in the bond. For you who don't know, she's taught in the Port schools, I think, for how many years?
More than 25.
And she also has a degree in special ed. She's a great administrator, where I am not. And I think that Jane and Doreen, who has volunteered from the very first day the center started and almost has never missed a day, and is our, what I call, musical director. And together, I feel everybody who works at the support center makes a great team. Now, I'd also really like to thank the founder of this organization, Amy Bass, because she is also the president of the Friends of the Library, and the Friends of the Library for the last 2 years has given us $1,500 and for supplies, and that helps a lot. So thank you to Friends of the Library. And the last 2 years, and in previous years, Community Chest has also been very generous to the Education Foundation, and the last 2 years has given us $2,000. For our support center, so that makes 4,000 this class to you, and thank you very much. Now, we talk about the library. The library is this amazing place, and we don't exist without Nancy Curtin and her staff, and we do have Rachel and Lucy Heath. Please stand up. They always help us. And for the last 9 years, there was Mingo Gray. And Mingo Gray is the custodian who set up our room, cleaned up our room, and helped us. And we'd walk in and say, oh, no, today we need it different. And did he complain? No. Did he move chairs and move stuff and do things and run to help us when we couldn't do something ourselves? Always. And always so nice. Even saved our board when someone put a Sharpie to it. So I can only say that we will miss Mingo because he retired. And we really wanted to thank him for his 9 years of terrific service to us and I know to the library. And I asked Mingo to come here out of his retirement and receive an award from us. So please come up.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? He's the first one called up, and he's never been here before.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
He is a great person.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
One thing that's incredible about the support center is we are multi-generational. We do every generation. We have volunteers that are in their 80s. I won't say who, but they're awesome. And we have volunteers all the way down to 15. So that's quite a range. And we have meetings in the beginning of the year with all our talented adults. And we plan out the entire year in my kitchen. And everybody brings their talent. Barbara Mayer brings Scavenger Hunts, and Elaine Walden and Barbara Stein are artists. Doreen is a professional singer. And everybody brings their talents so that we use it. We use all parts of the library. Every month, Barbara makes Scavenger Hunts through the art gallery or the photo gallery. The kids walk into the children's library and get books. And once in a while, somebody convinces someone to get a video game, but, you know, the library does have them. And the library and Nancy Curtin has made, it wouldn't be the center it is if it wasn't at the library, because the library is such a tremendous place, and we can't thank the library enough. And if you are an adult volunteer, I ask you to rise, and please let us just thank you. Okay, so now that we got to that, I'm going to talk about our teens. Although our adults provide the core curriculum and provide the structure, who's the popular one? The teens. And this year is an unbelievable year in the sense, and this is why we had to start making it being picky. We have over 25 volunteers, but 12 of them are seniors. So when it came to picking leaders, I had 12 great kids, and it was really hard because all of them deserved to be a leader. But we looked at attendance records and different other things, and we chose three seniors to be our, what we call teen liaisons, our leaders, and they're Jen Barchet, Fiona Becht, and Alexander Zena. So please come up. Because our seniors are stars, they not only get a certificate, but they get a chocolate star. Be jealous, you grown up. Alice. Jenny had the best attendance of any child at the center. We have more kids. Here comes the rest of our senior stars, and everybody that's a senior could have been easily in their shoes because we just had such a great group of seniors. The seniors that are here right now, I'm going to name. If they're not here, I'm going to shorten it up. Amanda Aaron, please come. Dylan Drucker. And Holly Sonia. That's it for seniors, right? I can say, Brian Nelson, come up. I think you might have Brian, or do I have Brian? Brian, I'm sorry. You were late. So you were in the pulled out and then the stuff. Brian, your star. And it's very good to have boys. The kids, the boys love Amanda.
Thank you.
Dylan.
You.
Now look at this wonderful group of seniors I have. Now I'm going to apologize to kids who here aren't seniors because the seniors get a special gift, and we used to have keychains, but they fell apart, so we changed it to chocolate. Okay, Sarah Sigmund. She may be related to someone we all know. Julia Silver. She started her first day of her freshman, first time we opened on our freshman year. And Adeline Lerner. And I don't see any other kids. I have 25 certificates. Is there any person here that is a kid that works at the center? No. Okay, so I would say this is our group. They've done a terrific job. And I do say the having the teenagers actually ended up to be one of my most rewarding experiences. We were all thinking about helping the third graders and how we help the third graders. And we get to know them well for a year. These children come in at 14 or 15 and they leave at 18 going off to college. They grow up, they change, they become more responsible, they learn how to correct people's homework better. And they when they're seniors, they come in and they really know what they're doing. And I love watching how they grow and change and improve. So really what we thought we were doing for the young kids, I think we do enough or more for the kids in high school who participate. So thank you. And that's it for me. Do you want a photo with the kids? Do you want a photo with the kids before they all
leave? Did somebody get a photo?
Wait. Shane and Doreen.
While they're taking I'm going to talk. While they're taking the picture, I'll just tell you, and I may have said this in previous years, we've had teen tutors who have decided that they want to go into teaching from this experience. And maybe just as importantly, we've had some kids who've decided they didn't want to go into teaching. But it's formative for our all. Thank you. Do you have something here? No? Okay. Now we're moving to the grant portion of the program, and Mara Silverstein will come up. And I know she's going to thank everybody, but Mara has done an amazing job in leading this part of the organization and the evaluation committee and reporting back to us and drumming up excitement and interest for all the grants. Hi, welcome again to, as Robin said, our 12th annual Grant Award Ceremony. I have to say I'm so appreciative every year of being able to stand up here and award these grants to the unbelievable educators in this room. As I say every year, it really is a celebration of hard work, creativity, and imagination. And this year, more than ever, with all the new requirements and strains put on all of you, I just want to thank you for your dedication and the way you to continue to make the learning... You continue to make learning exciting and creative and interesting for our kids as it gets more and more difficult to do that. So we all appreciate that, so thank you. Thank you for taking the time to explore and to apply. Thank you especially to Dr. Mooney, Dr. Westervelt, Ryan Maloney, Jim Rostano, Sherry Suzanne, Rosemary, I always mess up your name, sorry, Ruggeria, I think. Stephanie Joannon and Jackie Gilmartin for all of your guidance and for helping us, you know, do this. We wouldn't be able to do it without you. You know, this Dr. Mooney mentioned that she sat with us last year and she sat with us for probably 2 hours and really combed through the grants with us, and we were so appreciative of that. And it gave us the ability to really see it differently, you know. We obviously make our decisions, you know, as a board, but it was just very helpful to get that kind of input, so thank you. And what it also did was allow the district to pick up some of the grants that and took that out, gave us more money to be able to spend. So, you know, from the arts to literacy to technology, the district picked up a lot of that, so thank you for that. This year we received 54 applications and were able to fund 31 of them, totaling close to $76,000. I could keep going about how appreciative I am, but since we have a huge stack, I'm going to start by presenting this year's 2013 and 2014 awards. So first, to continue on Robin's idea of collaboration, Elise May, for her eighth year, will again visit all of our elementary schools with two of her projects. All of our kindergartners will have books brought to life through expressive literature and drama in the classroom with Storytime Theater. And also in all the elementary schools, Elise will work with our children on expressive elocution, where she will empower them to be more comfortable speaking publicly. I'm going to take this for Elise because she was unable to be here since Shirley Sepero was able to incorporate the program she started doing because of our grant into her after-school ESL program, which is where Elise is today. Also in all of our elementary schools, our physical education teachers have come together again for what seems to be becoming an annual Family Run for Fun Day. A year of focus on fitness, nutrition, and physical activity will culminate on this day that gives families of all students the opportunity to participate in age-appropriate races, nutrition games, and health workshops. Congratulations to Megara Reagan, Brandy Miller, Rich Migliata, Mike Kane, Kathy Dowdy, Sean Dooley, Lauren Bashar, and Janine Fallon.